All right, gentlemen, we're in open session now, and we're going to be hearing from Robin about the strategic plan.
Well, good morning, everybody, and we are moving into a discussion of the strategic and operation plan. Already in the course of this week, we've been discussing the budget, because it is an important item right now with where we have been and where we are, and striving to see where we are going. But we are duty-bound as a council of elders to prepare a strategic plan and operation plan, as well as the budget for the General Conference of Elders. So what we are doing here is we need to basically review the old book and look where we need to add. We need to look at some of the charts, et cetera, to make sure that we're prepared for the 2011 and 2012 year. Just want to make a comment that as we are looking at this, because this discussion will be going out to our GCE members, as well as members will be aware of what is going on. Sometimes people can get lost with strategic plans and boxes and numbers and this or that. One thing that has become very plain and very clear over the last several months is that first and foremost, we're a church. We're not just a corporation. We're not just another organization. We're a church. And more than ever, we are a work of faith. Because you can have boxes and you can have numbers and then you can have plans, but at the end of the day, the United Church of God, as an instrument of the body of Christ, is about being and increasing and ever becoming a work of faith. With that stated, faith without works is dead. And that's why we're at the drawing board. A lot of us have been planning through this. Different ones of us and the administration or the council have specific duties in bringing this about. We have a basic structure in front of us. It needs some tweaking. It needs some thought. There are some things that I'm going to want to bring out from the Strategic Planning and Finance Committee that we want to look at, especially in the middle of the booklet here, the chart about what our goals are. We'll save that for a moment, but maybe it just helps us for a moment to go through this for a moment. Peter's going to put it up on. Peter's going to put it up here. It was up here earlier, wasn't it? Early in the day. Yeah, it switched. Good. But let's go through this. Let's just because this has got to get out in just a couple of weeks, so we want to make sure that we're moving through on. Go ahead, Peter.
So if I can just mention, we will be needing, of course, a letter from the chairman.
Mm-hmm.
So right now it just says hello and then there's goodbye. So Melvin's going to have to fill in there for us, for the chairman.
Okay. So Melvin, you're on for assignment there as the chairman's letter. I'm looking from a Roy Holliday's letter last year.
When will that be due?
Well, we're going to have to print this next week. Daryl does full notice in less than 2 weeks.
Nice to have some notice.
Yeah.
So, and we need a few days to print it before Daryl gets it prepared. So, it's fairly soon, Melvin.
It could just be one page, Melvin.
Just one page.
What's in there?
Yeah. And if I could, if I can make a comment to you, Melvin, with your schedule, Roy wrote a very good letter last year. You may want to. A lot has not changed from that. You may want to put your stamp on it, your personalization, change some things. But it's a good letter, boy, last year, so that it can be brought up to date.
Okay, the next page is the key terms and definitions chart, which is not in this document because it's a separate image. But I don't believe anything changes in the key terms and definitions, okay? Then we move on to the vision, mission, and guiding principles, which I don't believe changed either. A vision and mission would be the mission would change.
I've read through it. I don't see any change. Yeah. I kind of went through it all.
The guiding principles doesn't change.
Yeah.
Then we get to the positioning statements, and this is where we may want to add in something about Christ-like service.
you moved real quickly, Peter to positioning statements.
Statements. It's on page 7, Robin.
So we get takes us to page 7, the positioning statements, the goals, which is where we would start to make some edits now, if we wish.
Okay.
I know the goals we want to. Okay. I believe the council wants to.
Okay. I was going to move to that in just a moment, Peter, because I was going to take that when we go to the center.
Well, this is
section.
The center.
It is the center. I was just moving through the book for a moment.
Okay. Now, all those, everything you've made notes on there appears earlier in the book.
Okay.
And that center spread is just a spread summary.
Yeah.
So what I have here is on the spread.
Okay.
See what I'm saying? So what you see on page 7 and page 6 are in the spread. It's all here on the spread.
Okay.
So the edits happen earlier, and then they go onto the spreadsheet in the middle.
Okay.
See what we're getting at?
He's going to the.
So if you make made notes on the spread, see where that appears
right.
Earlier.
Okay, I got it. Well, let's go right into that right now.
So do you have any edits for positioning statements? I think is the next step, right? As you go down the left side of the spread.
Okay. Not in the positioning statements.
Okay.
In the goals, we will.
Okay. So do you. The only question that came up in one of our management team meetings, and this is mostly for council, I understand, the left side of the page?
Yes.
But the question came up in one of our management meetings in the second set of positioning statements about do we want to add anything about Christ-like service in there?
Yeah, that's a good one. I think it would be good.
About preparing a people to become sons of God.
Yeah.
Therefore, we'll commit the necessary resources to. You've got education programs, facilities, and technology. So. Or it could come under the unity section, which is the third section.
It's more appropriate to come under the third section, actually.
Okay. We could change the first bullet, strive to become one in Christ because our unity is in Him. And had something like model Christ-like service.
Mm-hmm.
Any suggested edits?
That's true. We could do that. That first bullet.
I have something I wrote down just for consideration. Live our lives in Christ-like service to each other in the world.
Anybody
so
else?
Got unity in there twice.
Mm-hmm.
Strive to become one in Christ because our unity is in Him. What about model Christ-like servant leadership?
Or a model Christ-like service.
Service.
Which
right.
is what we call it. That's
as another bullet or as part of the first bullet?
No, the second one. Instead of model unity.
Unity is already mentioned.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we're going to say
model Christ-like service.
Model Christ-like service. That's a good suggestion, Roy. It would fit right there. Just change the second bullet.
It says it's misspelled.
Yeah, it doesn't like it.
It likes that.
Yeah.
That's
we have to decide what our style will be.
Yeah.
Because the dictionary has it both ways.
I like the dash.
Yeah.
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 Right.
It has a dash to it.
Yeah. I like, it's got a dash.
It's
so
really
smart.
It's
got a dash to it. That's it.
It's really one word.
Yeah. If I can make a comment, too, as we're doing this with folks that are listening as well on the video, what we're striving to do as a council at this point with these additions, especially in the positioning statement, is to recognize what we discussed at the special meeting that Mr. Luker led us in, what we were beginning to talk about up to two meetings ago about seeing this need in the church so that we might have God's blessing, that this is not just simply going to be a passing fad. This is not a gimmick. This is not just simply a program. This is what God desires us to be, to whom we are to model after. This is what our Father has given us. This is the example. And so what we're doing here, gentlemen, just for a moment, as we're rolling this out to the GCE and then later on to the brethren, that what we're saying that to a degree, especially what we went through on Monday, this is critical essence. This is what we are projecting. So as we're making these additions, this is essential to this new chapter of the United Church of God, where God is directing us. Go ahead.
With that in mind, Robin, that third point where the bullets are, what we just worked on, instead of using a fundamental unity, is that where we should put in relationships? We believe that relationships is a fundamental, developing relationships is a fundamental characteristic of God's church, because all this, we say unity, but we already have unity below. Do we want to bring that in?
What point are you talking about?
Right where Peter is.
We believe that Christ-like service?
Relationships are a fundamental characteristic of God's church, or building relationships. Therefore, we strive to become Christ, one in Christ, in unity. All that thing, that becomes our critical essence. That points back to our critical essence.
Should we put in that statement, we believe that building meaningful relationships are a fundamental characteristic of God's church?
That's good.
You need a descriptor there.
Yeah.
And then we have that phrase, therefore we must, with a colon. What we were talking about the other day was meaningful relationships are the essence. How we get there, the how, is through Christ-like service. And so perhaps we should say,
therefore they get there?
How we do this, something to the effect of leading to those three or four points, that bullet points that we make, those are going to show how we develop meaningful relationships. So we have to transition to that.
To achieve this, we must.
Yes.
That's okay. Good. Yeah. That's good. Strive to become.
And so in the first line, Peter, R becomes is.
Yes, yeah.
Now, let's go back. Do we want to say
meaningful relationships
is a fundamental characteristic of God's church? Do we want to say is a fundamental essence, the fundamental essence of God's church? Do we want to bring that into it?
I want to bring that word in.
Participle is the subject.
Why not?
Building. Because I think building, just say what it is.
Okay.
It should be building our
I think it's good the way it is. I see what you're saying. But I'm wondering if model Christ-like service should be number one, the first point, and
I would recommend that to you.
Okay, make that the first point.
That addresses what you were talking about.
That's right. I hear you.
On this, we believe that building meaningful relationships is the fundamental essence.
Or A. When you go back 20, 25 years, you know, Mr. Armstrong used to say, God is calling us to relationships. Very fundamental.
Well,
we may not want to take that full step. We may just want to leave it as an A.
As an A, I think.
A, is everybody satisfied with A? We'll stay with A then. Everybody's strong. Full A. Yeah. Okay.
We're leaving characteristic. We're not adding essence, right?
Okay. Model Christ-like service. Strive to become one in Christ. That is the answer to unity, because our unity is in Him. Seek to resolve conflict. Speak the truth openly in love.
So is everybody focused on this at this point? This is somewhat essential, because these will be the guiding principles of which everything else is developed around.
Should we seek to resolve conflict and seek to resolve conflict and reconciliation? I guess if you resolve conflict, is that assuming you reconcile?
Well, you could say seek to resolve conflict and achieve.
And achieve reconciliation. Yeah. That's good.
I'd also put that as bullet point 4 and have speak the truth openly in love as bullet point 3.
Well, let me make another suggestion just for what. Seek to resolve conflict towards reconciliation. We may not always be able to.
That's true.
Yeah, that's true.
Does everybody like that or no?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Towards. Always have it.
Okay.
You want love to be the third bullet, somebody said?
Yeah, I'm cool with that.
Reconciliation is always the goal, but it's not always in our time.
Now, if I can make a comment, the other day, this kind of came up in are we satisfied with speak the truth openly in love. Wasn't there some discussion on that? It's a wonderful concept, but I'm just saying, didn't we have some discussion on that the other on Monday?
Brian, where were we at that? The critical essence of that scripture. Or concept.
If we stated with Christian love, it would be a bit better. The love has the three possible meanings.
Randy, you got your way.
The agape is not the...
all because of Bill Gates.
Speak the truth openly.
Christ love, the hyper.
Christian love, perhaps.
Or godly love.
Godly love.
I think it'd be a good place to insert
maybe godly love.
With godly love.
Godly love would be good. That defines the agape portion.
Agape love.
Okay.
Let's take one more look real quickly before Peter, you're about to read. Let's just focus on this so we don't have to go back. That we're satisfied with that by and large. We're fine with it. Peter, where do you want to move us to next?
The goals under congregational care. One of the initial edits suggested was cultivate a Christ-like service environment.
Right. Yeah. If I can explain this, going back to Peter's very quickly, we did have a major teleconference with the our committee along with the administration. So this was already thought out and was our recommendation. This is not just on the spur, but we want this again to not just to be down on the right-hand side of the page where it's a strategy that will come and go, that this is what, in this new chapter of the United Church of God, this is the goal, these are the goals, this is the model. And so we wanted to move it onto the left side of the page, to then which everything on the right side of the page is going to flow from that. So it's essential sometimes when you just put in a word or two. So let's look at that. We were we felt that looking down at the three goals, public proclamation stood by itself because it was defined by the mission statement. But when we came down to the goals of congregational care, we did want to insert provide a Christ-like environment, which fosters spiritual growth, unity, and learning in all members.
And I might mention that on the spreadsheet it had it as cultivate, and up front it had it as provide. They're supposed to match. So I've changed it to cultivate to match the spreadsheet, if that's okay. Cultivate a Christ-like environment.
Means to develop, right? Developing.
And then that would be the same. What we had then in the organization, Peter, was also cultivate a Christ-like service. Now, why are we doing this? Just so we'll know as a council, is that many years ago, and many of you were on that council, that we determined that one of the issues that faced the Church of God community for many, many years was that we have not always been good at relationships. And so we're making this a goal. With this aspect, so we really do have the target that God the Father has given us, Christ, given us the target by which to achieve these relationships. So that's why our committee, along with the administration, wanted to make these changes so that we are definitely on target. There is no doubt.
Robert, is there any place in there or need in there to state something like to provide ministry for each congregation?
Well, that comes down.
That comes down operation strategies.
Objective strategies.
Okay.
These are the high place goals.
Yeah, okay.
This is where the this kind of like what I like to operate on because I see it visually. The council is responsible for this side of the page. We melt in the middle, a little bit overlapping with the administration. The administration then comes forward with their strategies, and then we approve it for the general conference to approve it. We set the goals, the direction, and as a council of elders, these are the overall goals. This is the overall arching area that then the administration can work with. This is where we're headed. This is the goal. Aaron?
I like what we're doing below. Maybe we'll cover it there. But my question up above on model Christ-like service, I wonder if we ought to say model and teach others to model Christ-like service. And it may be covered down the goal below, but I just...
It should be then a strategy of ministerial
service. We're talking about up here, right, Aaron?
Yeah.
Thoughts from Aaron's comment, please?
And maybe it belongs in where we do the strategies, but...
Yeah, see, there's some positioning statements. Let's see what it looks like under strategies and objectives.
Yeah, you want to keep it short. You know, otherwise
I like it short, but I'm just saying, because really we're trying to teach others to do this too.
Right, right.
Hopefully that will be...
Let's go to Bob for a moment, please.
The word model implies that.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
It implies that already.
Yeah, model means you're modeling it for others to teach others.
You're setting an example.
So we can maybe add it.
Everybody Scott, please.
How about teach and model? That covers both.
That's good.
Teach and model Christ-like service.
Personally, I like, and it's still short, if we're modeling, which is a Christian responsibility, but it seems insular, when we talk about teaching, we are projecting, and I think, therefore, then we accomplish both.
Mm-hmm. I like what
God's
Scott
given
says. Teach and model, because you can stand up and teach
That's
it in
right.
seminars and sermons and Bible studies and to the, you know, but teach and also set an example of it. So I think that's good, teach and model.
Okay, very good. Okay.
Let's go back down to the goal. So we're before we go any further, we're satisfied up here and we're satisfied with the goals. This is primarily the recommendation that both the committee and the administration wanted. It's a little bit different and better now, of course, with some edits, but this is what we were recommending for your approval to go forward. Everybody satisfied, Peter? I think we're ready to go to
okay,
the...
So okay, so moving on to page... then we get the operation plan section. There's a letter from the president, Denny, okay?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And in the past, it's focused on the three or four main areas, what's happening in each for the next year, okay? And then the next one on here is public proclamation. I've already pulled out on the right-hand side of my department all of those percentages and numbers because they're irrelevant right now with the transition we've made in the last few months. And I've also changed the objective slightly from what is in the book. Increase impact of web presence as measured by visits, response, and literature conversions. Then increase effectiveness and reach of web presence with launch of new UCG.org site, because that's being rolled out. Create online learning system with 50 lessons of new Bible study guides. Increase subscriber renewal rates. Increase the effectiveness and reach of television programming. Achieve target number of subscribers to the Good News, Vertical Thought, and World News and Prophecy.
What about the Kingdom of God seminars? Would they come under that?
They might, actually.
They're kind of a hybrid between
us and ministerial services
Vex.
Okay.
In many ways, it's the ministerial services involved in the actual presentation.
That's true.
Let's see if it fits somewhere there, then.
Yeah.
Thank
you, Randy.
And critical
comments before we don't?
Yeah, there is.
This always take half a minute.
I think the addition of the launch of the new UCG Org mega site is actually a strategy, not an objective.
Okay. It was up here before as increased effectiveness and reach of web presence. If that was before.
Yeah, I think you've got a strategy in there.
Okay. So we will X that, and we'll just go with that for now.
Okay, then let's just focus on this for 20 seconds, just make sure we're satisfied with the objectives as they now stand. Maybe just read through it quickly, gentlemen. Any comments?
Can you not see the same with the third point there, when you're saying create an online system with 50 lessons in mind? Of a new Bible study guides that also provide a strategy for doing that.
The objective originally was to increase the percentage of students who complete 50 lessons of new online Bible study guides.
Uh-huh.
But it never got created yet.
Yeah.
So we can't increase the percentage of students who complete it. So I'm going to have an objective of creating an online learning system. And then the strategy for that would be
for the 50 lessons comes in just
produce new online Bible study guides down here. Yeah, so what we need to do then, you're right, it's a kind of appearing twice, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah.
So what we need to do, how was it originally stated? Increase percentage of students who complete 50 lessons of the Bible study guides.
Don't we have about 100 of those now?
Yeah, we do, but they may be combined into lesson modules. So it might be less than 100. We have like 89, I think.
If I can make a comment, maybe my mind's going back a second, but of course it's going to come from the letter to the president. We're dealing with this right now. Mm-hmm. Is my comment as just a singular council member is that I think are in this new chapter of United that our members are going to focus on the point that, if I'm correct, Peter, that 31% of our budget is going to be towards public proclamation. Mm-hmm. And I think that is something that all of our elders and our membership have been praying and hoping for many, many years, and that is now becoming a reality. So I think, Denny, that's going to be really important for you and your staff to bring out, because people are going to read that. That's going to help them understand where the entire budget is going then. So,
okay. What was the percentage again?
31%.
31-something.
We can maybe confirm that, Randy, before we...
Peter, we're going to wait for you for a moment. Where do you want to take us on your...
Increased percentage of...
31.3.
31.3. Okay, 31% closer.
But I think that's what awakened me the other day in the meeting, that I was very encouraged about, that that's allowing us to move forward more than ever back to our historical roots of being a proclamation entity. Yeah.
You know what the percentage was 12 months ago, 24 months ago?
I'm sorry?
What was the percentage before?
Aaron might be able to speak to that, or Peter.
Of media?
Yeah,
21%.
When it's 21, now it's going to be 31.5.
Yeah.
Wow.
And we lowered our expenditure.
Yeah. For those that are maybe listening in, because we're being filmed, is that we were at 21%, and now the budget that we're proposing for the GCE to approve is going to be 31%. So we're moving up almost 10%, which is we're dealing with a lot of funds going outward to new people.
I've changed that third objective back to increase percentage of students who complete Bible study courses. Because one of the original objectives was to increase the renewal rates on our Bible study course, the printed one, and to create an online course. And we felt that the online course may encourage people to be more involved. So we're trying to increase the percentage of students who complete these courses. Now below we'll mention the launch of the new module. Okay.
Mm-hmm. We're going down here now.
Critical success factors. I didn't change anything there.
Okay. Let us just all read it for a second. Let's take half a minute, please, on the critical success factors and barriers.
Robin, I'm not sure how far we went ahead of the discussion of the good news and potentially different format. We have good news, vertical thought, and world news and prophecy up there right now. Would that be impacted by the potential of the change?
Let's answer to Bob's question about we've been discussing about a melding. Not immediately. I think that we're really talking about perhaps even a year down the line, if I'm not mistaken.
Because right now the proposed budget has a line item for good news, a line item for world news and prophecy, a line item for vertical thought.
Okay.
And in fact, we haven't yet decided to
even do it.
We have not even taken that step.
Set the proposal stage.
Yeah.
Anything and everything we've discussed this week is still just preliminary discussions.
That will be for next year.
Peter, do we still under barriers? I see number 3 okay, but are the first two still?
The first two used to say we had a lack of manpower and expertise in web design and a lack of web marketing skill and web traffic driving capabilities. And I said that a barrier is an increasing demand for each of those rather than a lack of. Because we have added employees to help with that now. Mm-hmm. But I think as time goes by, the internet is going to continue to demand an increase in our resources to keep on top of technology and moving and keeping abreast of what's happening on the internet. So I see a barrier is an increasing demand for manpower.
Yeah.
And in both of those areas.
On the critical success factors, the third bullet point is life-changing benefits to increase audience loyalty actually a critical success factor, or is something like demonstrable life-changing benefits to increase audience loyalty?
Critical success factors.
So we wanted to say, what are the three success factors? We want to be successful, we have to have a highly relevant message that attracts people. To be successful, we want our Bible study online course to be engaging.
Does that need to be spelled out there? Because didn't you change it above? I mean, I said, what does BSG mean?
Yes, that's true. So this is the first time it's mentioned there.
Yeah, so you better spell it out, because I was saying, what does BSG mean?
Well, that's also a written course, though, too, up there.
So it won't hurt to spell it out.
What was the G4 anyway?
Guide. The handout should be for the GC.
And Bill, we'll come back to your comment on the third bullet.
So in life change, so the critical success is to have life life changing benefits to increase audience loyalty.
You said demonstrable.
Yeah.
Life changing.
Or a similar one.
Demonstrable.
What about demonstrable?
About let's see.
Life is not much end with it.
How do I spell that?
There's only the second TA.
Right click, take out the TA.
Like that?
Yeah.
There we go.
Oh, I thought it was demonstrable.
No, put a comma after it too, please.
That's how they say it under the equator.
You want to like that?
No, it is not.
Demonstrable life-changing benefits to increase.
Is there another word? Is there a better word? I don't like that. I don't like demonstrable. No. Life-changing benefits.
Let's bring it back to where it was, Second Peter, that way we knew what we're
talking about. How about something like godly, spiritual, it doesn't need to be spiritual, but...
Obvious, noticeable, perceptible, discernible. Discernible?
Yeah, what you're wanting to say is not just what... It needs to be a positive...
about evidence of life change.
Well, what we're trying to provide is something that makes our audience want to come back to our websites and to our literature because it's changing their life. We're giving benefits to them.
In other words, a critical success factor is they must be able to see that.
Yeah.
You must see a benefit.
Obvious.
When Bill used demonstrable,
visible life-changing benefits.
You just don't let the demon in demonstrable.
Yeah.
It's something like that, isn't it?
Visible.
Life-changing benefits. That increase audience loyalty.
That's right.
That increase audience loyalty. So that message resonates with them and they feel...
Rather than visible, can I make a comment? Mm-hmm. And we do this all day long. Not everything life-changing is visible.
That's
what about
true.
Tangible?
Internal.
Tangible.
Tangible?
Yeah, but what about what are the intangibles in there?
The invisible and the intangible.
Then what about something
folks
like...
watching the council wordsmith.
How about just life-changing benefits that increase audience loyalty instead of to increase?
How about positive life-changing benefits? That can be external, internal.
The redundant benefits are positive.
Benefits are positive.
Benefits. About 5 minutes ago in my mind.
Life-changing benefits then. Okay.
Let's just go with life-changing.
Life-changing benefits.
Peter, before we go up, we're satisfied right now for the moment.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
use that. Focus here then, please, gentlemen.
So the strategies, refine the media mix to achieve our targets. I used to say to develop a media mix, but with the media committee and the department, we've pretty much developed a media mix now, and now we're refining it. Continue to develop compelling search engine optimized websites to increase response and conversion, so that's ongoing. Continue to roll out web plan and apply relevant SEO efforts to expand reach, that's ongoing.
SEO.
Search engine optimization.
If I can make a comment where you're going very quickly, Peter, and you might want to take note of this for Denny, that when you're going through where you're writing your letters, Denny, on about each section, we are going to want to touch on that critical factor that you just brought up, Peter, that we're no longer seeking or finding, we are refining.
Okay.
We're in a different stage.
Right.
I think that would be encouraging to our brethren and our eldership reading this. Mm-hmm. Peter?
Okay.
You hit a very big point there.
Okay. You're fine.
Robert, Peter.
Yeah.
Just to say above there, engage in Bible study, it's all in capitalized letters. Down below we've got SEO not capitalized. Is that accurate, or should it be capitalized search engine optimization?
Yeah, the Bible study guide is more of a program of a title or a magazine or a project.
Yeah, yeah.
Search engine optimization is an industry
Isn't
term.
The SEO a term that they use shorthand? Yeah. But they capitalize it when they do.
Yeah.
Otherwise, they'd read it as SEAL.
Yeah.
Okay.
Highest skilled people. And we'll have a proofread, Bob. We'll make sure.
Yeah.
Highest skilled people retain professional contractors and use volunteers to develop an effective web presence that will reach more of the world and increase response and interaction. This is one that could be changed because we're going to roll this out in May before this strategy comes into effect. So we're going to continue to develop. That's what we're going to do. By then, we'll have our new site launched.
Okay. To continue to continue development of?
Or to continue to develop an effective web presence.
Okay. That'll be fine.
Train current and future media staff to highlight the uniqueness of the true gospel message to explain and emphasize the life-changing benefits of God's way. Utilize annual renewal for periodicals. See, back when this was first written, it was to establish an annual renewal instead of a biannual. Well, we're going to continue to utilize the annual renewal, so I changed that. Produce new online Bible study guides. So there it is. That's the BSG.
Mm-hmm. Is it plural to guides?
No.
Yes. Each of them is a guide, so it's you call them plural, right?
Yeah, guides. Online Bible study guide.
Guides.
You would normally only include that BSG, Peter.
One time.
Above and below, where you're no longer going to refer to the Bible study guide
so
in full.
Online Bible study guide. Okay, so we'll just do BSG then.
Yeah.
Okay. And then... communicate who we are and what we do to increase audience awareness of the benefits of God's way. Continue to develop television programming plan. Yeah. That attracts viewers. Because it was before to develop it, now we're going to continue it.
That attracts.
Continue to develop television programming plan that attracts TV viewers.
Capital.
And it increases audience awareness of the benefits of God's way.
You have to have TV viewers when you say the television programming. Continue to develop a television programming plan that attracts viewers.
Attracts viewers and increases, good Bob.
Okay, let's take a look at this for a moment, make sure everybody's satisfied, please. And any questions or final edits?
Peter, the third one down, roll out the web plan. That was the one you were talking about, the mega... Is that the... Okay, you just worded it a little differently here. To roll out the new... new... Yeah, there you go. That spells it out.
Okay.
Going once, going twice.
The television program plan, that attracts. The plan doesn't attract, and the program does. It's all we have plan to attract.
Television programming,
Okay, Peter, I think we're ready for the next week.
What you're trying to do there is...
That increases, Gerald?
I don't know. I'm just... I don't know what that's...
That increases?
Yeah.
Can you do... Can you help that increases Lord of the benefits of God's way?
That's better.
Yeah.
So something's not right.
Yeah, increases. That'll do it.
But that last one, Peter, one of your objectives, what you're trying to achieve is repeat viewers, aren't you? Continue to develop television programming that attracts viewers, increases audience.
And awareness. Increases audience and awareness.
To increase
audience
awareness.
How about
increases
the
audience? Increases audience and makes aware.
Increase the audience and makes aware. Yeah. Two increases. And makes aware. Does two increases sound good to them? That attracts viewers, two
increase audience awareness? Yeah. That's how it was, I think. Oh, that's how it was. See.
Our hand. Attracts viewers and increases. That's good.
Well, attracting viewers would be repeat viewers. Right.
Yeah. Not that bottom one, give the one above it.
What about the audience awareness?
Oh, increase the audience awareness of the benefits of God's way.
Yeah. Could I make a comment? We've got 5 minutes before lunch. We're going to have to come back. Let me make a comment here, just about a strategy. Communicate who we are and what we do. Just a thought. It seems self-focused. What about direct people towards God? That's our first and foremost responsibility, and communicate who and what we are afterwards.
That's more.
What is our ultimate goal? Is to direct people towards God.
It's more of an objective than a strategy.
That's an objective, then, you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay, I just think
the objectives were right there, and God is the goal is to proclaim the gospel message. That's where God comes in at the top.
Yeah. Okay.
And then below that is how we're going to do it. It's the day-to-day operation.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
It's just a fundamental philosophical scenario that we, our first and foremost responsibility is to
Do we have that in the goals?
The very top of that page, the goal, proclaim the gospel message, continually increasing its impact and global reach.
But it doesn't say God is what.
No.
That's a goal, but to be frank, I think it would be of interest to think about this. Maybe come back afterwards, because we're going to need, Melvin may have some housekeeping issues or whatever. I think it would be of interest to that we do make a comment that we're not just organizationally focused. So we do have a focus on organization, that's why we're here. Mm-hmm. But our first and foremost responsibility is not reflected towards us, but towards God, directing people towards God.
I would love to change this goal to proclaim the gospel of the kingdom of God, continually increasing its impact and global reach.
And at the same time, let's match it with our mission statement, though. Proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ and the kingdom of God. That's the mission.
Don't forget, it does also appear back up here. The goals. That, so we'll have to change it here.
Yeah, but goals, it needs to be changed in there.
Because up in our, up here, all the way back up, guiding principles, vision, mission. It's there. So that's the mission of the church.
Yeah.
I guess it's also the mission of the media department.
It'd be good to match missions.
Yeah. Claim the
gospel of Jesus Christ and the kingdom of God.
Actually, it's a lot. And so then when we come back down here, being the gospel of Jesus Christ and the kingdom of God. Okay, so now we've changed our goal. We've made the goal better.
Yes, we have.
Why don't we hold it for there, gentlemen? Melvin may have some housekeeping issues.
His next is ministerial services.
Right, and that's going to
do that after
be right after lunch. Melvin, thank you. Thank you, gentlemen.
Will you highlight changes?
I haven't.